everything I did at university had these two key themes of entrepreneurship and sustainability running through it. I did my undergrad here and then at the Institute for Manufacturing and my PhD. And we were very big on industrial sustainability at a time when it was very unfashionable. So we went and we studied companies in Scandinavia and looked at how they see efficiency as the same as sustainability. Sustainability equals good business practice. And we came back and we gave a presentation on this to UK businesses, and it wasn't very positively adopted at the time. Now, the Institute for Manufacturing has published a tome on industrial sustainability that's just been released by the team. So that's good news. See You Entrepreneurs, that was a 5-year commitment for me. I it was the love of my life at Cambridge. I know Chong feels the same potentially. And we really, during that period, brought in the whole concept of a green competition. And I was adamant that not only should it stand as a standalone competition, but it should be a main criterion within the main business competition, because surely sustainability should be part of every business. And then soon after leaving, I left straight into a startup, Cambridge Policy Associates, and a few startups from the engineering department. A few years later, an opportunity arose to join what's known as the Clinton Climate Initiative within the Clinton Foundation. And although it wasn't a startup per se, it ticked all those boxes again. It was a small entrepreneurial team within a much larger organization, so it had a lot of resources. It looked at things with the same sort of set of ticks and crosses, but it wasn't, of course, a technology startup. But my logic to myself and my promise to myself was, what I will do is I will take some time out and I will join this interesting NGO with the prospect of being able to get a good insight into what the latest and best thinking is in clean energy around the world, because that's what I was interested in, and I felt that this would give me that sort of scale and scope and connection. And it did. So because we were, it was a very business-oriented organization, so an NGO not quite in the way that you'd imagine, not a charity. So it leveraged markets to try and do large at-scale shifts in climate change technologies, high-impact, near-term, scalable solutions, mainly in carbon capture and sequestration and in solar, where it was felt that the biggest market failures existed and that the biggest push was required. Because of that, we were not seen as a sort of threat, as a group of tree huggers. We were seen as people who could help small businesses break through and new technologies gain real advantage in an otherwise very difficult competitive field. So we managed to really meet with some very, very interesting individuals. Soon after, in fact, through that, that promise to myself came true. So I had an opportunity to work with a very interesting startup in New York called Global Thermostat, another high caliber team there, authors of the Kyoto Protocol, a team from Princeton and Bell Labs, billionaire backers, one of the probably going to be the winners of what's known as the Virgin Earth Challenge, £25 million prize by Richard Branson. And I was working on developing their business development and strategy. Again, very interesting, turn everything on its head business model that uses the power of the markets to drive huge social and environmental good.